Chapter 3. Tom Zutaut. A delicate matter is broached over the course of a brief interview with Tom Zutaut, an innocent and well-intentioned benefactor. Tell me about the US Festival. I just remember driving into the middle of nowhere, and the band getting paid a lot of money by some guy from Apple to play this concert in front of all these people. Do you remember anything else notable about that day? Well, it was kind of weird seeing them play outside in the middle of the day. Did you go to the festival with anybody? I went with Doc McGee and Doug Thaler. Anybody else? Yeah, my girlfriend went with me. Did anything strange happen with your girlfriend that day? No, not that I can remember. Because Vince said he slept with her. He slept with my girlfriend? That's what he told me. No, it couldn't have been her. He said she was wearing a leopard skin bikini. Okay, then it was a different girl. The real meaningful girlfriend wouldn't have worn a leopard skin bikini. It was probably some trashy date I was with. Nikki has probably been worried about it all these years, but she didn't mean anything to me. It was Vince, not Nikki. It was Vince? Well, Vince had a never-ending stream of girls. He would do 10 girls before the set and 10 after. You used to look at him and say, man, where does he get it? He never stops. I used to be amazed because he had a steady girlfriend. When she was around, they were like married, but the minute she turned her head, he'd be fucking someone else. I'm not surprised. I think if I try and go back and remember, there was a girl I used to take out on some dates every now and then for a good time, and it might have been her. Her name was Amanda something from San Diego. It was before I met the girlfriend I was initially thinking about. As I think about it more, I remember her wearing some skimpy leopard skin kind of stuff. Were you upset? If someone was important to me, I wouldn't take them to a rock show like that. I definitely wouldn't leave anyone in a trailer with any member of Motley Crue. There was another time where I had another girlfriend that Nikki actually fucked. She was a party girl and she was hanging out with me backstage, and Nikki, pretty much in front of me, took her and bent her over and did her. She was having her period. It was gross. She didn't even try to stop him. I'd only known her for a couple of weeks, and it was our second or third time out. She didn't become that serious of a girlfriend after that. But I didn't blame Nikki. Part of it was that girls would use me to get backstage, so I figured it was a pretty good way to find out what someone was made of. I was like 21 years old. I wasn't ready to get married or have a serious relationship. I mean, at least Nikki wasn't hiding anything. I think he said, that chick you're with is really cute. Do you mind if I bend her over? And I said, no, I don't mind. It's nothing serious. But the Vince thing, I definitely didn't know about. I'm sorry to have to break it to you. Yeah, I do think that with Vince, it was the girl from San Diego. And, you know, our relationship broke up shortly after that. She started acting really weird after the festival, now that I think about it, like something had happened. I remember after that weekend dumping her and never seeing her again because she was acting weird. It was probably because of Vince. At first, she probably thought, oh, I'm going to be Vince's new girlfriend and forget this A&R guy. But then she realized that she was one of 5 girls that he did in those 15 minutes. So probably then she felt trapped. She had nothing with him, but if I found out about it, she was toast. I remember her being really weird after that. So weird that I don't remember ever seeing her again.